Europe's debt crisis is starting to bite, and it's bringing thousands of people onto the streets. In Britain, teachers and public workers' unions called a strike Thursday. Thousands of members joined marches against plans to increase the retirement age. Outside Westminster Abbey, where the royal wedding united the country in celebration just 2 months ago, the streets were filled with demonstrators.
It's not fair. We can't be working in that kind of pressurised environment to the age of 68. I'm going to be paying twice the amount that I'm currently paying. I get even less.
We are not about to roll over. Bankers play dice with our futures. Why are we paying for it?
Rather than just taking what's going to be dished out and just be like, OK, and just letting the government think that they could possibly do more, at least people now understand that people do feel about it and they're willing to turn up en masse to show people what they think about it.
There have been a series of strikes in Britain this year, but this is one of the biggest to hit in many years. Close to a million people are taking industrial action today over changes to public sector pensions. This demonstration in central London is one of about 80 taking place across the country. And many of the people we've spoken to say this is the first time they've done anything like this, but they say it's time they took a stand.
The strike has caused long queues at ports and airports as immigration and customs staff stage walkouts. Around a third of schools across Britain are closed, while court trials are facing delays. The British government has condemned the strikes, saying people are living longer, so they will have to work longer too. It's part of a raft of spending cuts being pushed through Parliament to tackle the public debt, currently running at almost $1.5 trillion, or 60% of GDP. But Britain's burden pales when compared to fellow EU member Greece. In Athens, Parliament passed a second vote on Thursday to begin implementing austerity measures worth $40 billion. It means Greece will receive the next slice of $156 billion bailout from the EU and the International Monetary Fund. The public reaction has been hostile. Polls show 4 out of 5 Greeks disapprove of the measures. The Greek government had warned that without the bailout, it would run out of money by the middle of July, with dire consequences for both Greece and the wider world economy. Across Europe, there is a common belief uniting the protesters. They say they did not cause the financial crisis, so they should not be the ones who pay for it. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.